Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 1st, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to discuss a military operation known as Jade Helm, which is supposed to run from July 15th to September 15th. What is Jade Helm? The government tells us it is a, quote, training exercise across several states for the purpose of training our military for urban warfare. Okay, well, if that's true, it's war in the streets that we're training for, but whose streets? Jade Helm is scheduled for the states of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, Mississippi, Florida, and Louisiana. Colorado was originally scheduled but was withdrawn right now. And for weeks, the military has been conducting training exercises for their training exercise, because that is what Jade Helm is officially supposed to be, a training exercise. The training is to be conducted between 11 a.m. and 4 a.m., so all day and most of the night. So from 4:01 a.m. to 10:59 a.m. only, you might be able to have the quiet enjoyment of your home if you live in a Jade Helm state. But if you do live in a Jade Helm area, you can expect certain things. Number one, an increase in military presence. Number two, an increase in helicopters and other military aircraft flying above your home. Number three, suspicious, unexplained activity all over town, especially at night. Number four, military personnel carrying weapons around town loaded with blanks, so you will hear a lot of gunfire. Number five, some military personnel will be in civilian clothes to try to deceive you. That's because that's part of the training, to see if they can blend in with the population. Information has leaked out from soldiers and Marines training to participate in this exercise, and it seems that coordinated military exercises are being conducted outside the United States as well as inside. The leaked videos taken by the soldiers themselves show riot control and civil disturbance training in other parts of the world. Parts of the video show soldiers undergoing conditioning to get them used to fire from Molotov cocktails and other improvised devices, what soldiers call fire phobia training. I have personally seen these videos, and they also show people posing as civilians behind wire screaming, "We need food, we need water." If the whole thing sounds bizarre, that's because it is. The government is conducting the operation in a cloak and dagger fashion. Once again, a little straightforward honesty and transparency appears to be just too much for the most transparent administration in American history. Repeated refusal to answer questions honestly gives rise to conspiracies and all that that entails. The news media in the Jade Helm communities starting to speculate that the large numbers of federal troops in their quiet communities will cause a lot of damage. Damage such as crime, trespassing, theft, etc. All this, of course, is justified by just saying the words national security. Well, those words are starting to sound a little tired for some people. The drills will be conducted by special forces, our most elite combat troops, in connection with local law enforcement, the FBI, DHS, DEA, and Border Patrol. Some media reports indicate that there will be United Nations assistance in the exercise as well. Now, here's where it gets weird, folks. The Jade Helm logo, the logo that the soldiers participating will be able to wear as patches on their uniforms, the logo has two crossed arrows over a vertical sword. In the center, where the arrows cross over the sword, is a sabot. In case you don't know what that means, it's the wooden shoe that Dutch people used to wear around the emblems. Are the words Jade Helm, master the human domain. Jade Helm, master the human domain. That is around the outside of the emblem. What is the image of a wooden shoe from a foreign country doing on an American military patch? Well, the word sabot is what the word sabotage is derived from. In 15th century Netherlands, workers feared that machines coming in the Industrial Revolution would render humans obsolete and take their jobs, so they threw their shoes or sabots into the gears of the textile looms and broke them. Thus, the word sabotage. Jade Helm is the largest scale military exercise ever conducted, and it is going to be conducted in our cities and towns. Nobody seems to know, or at least admit, what it is or what is really designed to do. As I said earlier, when truth is not forthcoming, people will search for it and conspiracies will abound. It seems, speaking of conspiracies, that Walmarts have been closing in all the Jade Helm states for the same stated reason. Quote, ongoing plumbing issues that will require extensive repairs, but no repairs have been performed or even ordered in any of the states. That's weird. But could those giant stores be used for something? Time will tell, folks. Walmart and DHS have been in bed together before with their See Something, Say Something campaign. People have a strong distrust of their government right now, and apparently for good reason. Government has gone rogue, separated itself from the rule of law. Truth is beneath contempt for this government. Finally, folks, could the purpose of Jade Helm be conditioning? Conditioning soldiers to shed American blood, conditioning us to accept military servitude? Time will tell, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.